This TSN 1040 podcast is powered by Metro Ford. It's hard to beat a Metro Ford deal. In Fort Coquitlam and online at metromotors.com.
Hour three, Sakarison Price, the midday show. Hour two of Canucks Lunch Playoff Edition, live from the Den, Thompson Rivers University, BC Lions Training Camp. Brought to you by Tourism Kamloops. Kamloops is a mountain biker's mecca. Experience it for yourself. Plan your next great adventure at TourismKamloops.com. We'll get back to the Stanley Cup Final, Game 2 with Ray Ferraro at 12:30. Hashtags the best and worst of Twitter later this hour as well. But as promised here during Lions Lunch, a presentation of Tourism Kamloops. If I got my math right, we have 13 and a half feet and about 650 pounds of human sitting right in front of us. Left tackle Hunter Stewart, offensive lineman David Foucault of the BC Lions. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks for having us. It's always a pleasure to be on the show.
The offensive line has become one of the stories here at camp. It is revamped. Mr. Stewart is back playing a position that's more natural to him. Mr. Foucault has come in to help stabilize the unit. We had Mikhail Brooks on about half an hour ago. He said, you know, they really gave it to us yesterday.
Rare line-to-line praise.
Exactly.
Rare as it is.
He said, you know, they won that first padded session. There is no doubt. Which is why he had to start squawking at his D-line teammates.
Yeah, we had a pretty good first practice, I think.
Yeah.
Felt good. Yeah. Yeah, everybody's... it's good to have everybody back for the second year. Just went a little smoother.
Yeah. What did you notice out there, Debbie?
Just for our first practice, everybody wants to compete and everything. I think just for our unit and the offense wants to be on the first practice. We want to show up. What we can do, and what we did. This is really nice.
Well, message delivered, I think, talking to some of these defensive linemen. Hunter, we'll start with you, because a few years ago, and it remains one of the more remarkable achievements I've seen from a rookie in this league, covering it now almost 20 years. In fact, our good friend Cavis Reed, now the general manager of the Alouettes, used to always say to me, Maddie, you show me the first-year rookie out of the 11-man game in NCAA football who has an impact at offensive tackle in our league. And now I just say Hunter Stewart, who held down that spot as a rookie, shifting from 11-man football to 12-man football.
You know, a wide-eyed rookie.
Yeah.
I had some help with some good veterans back there, but it was fun. But that's a long time ago now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But do you realize how good it was, you know, how rare it was that you were able to do that?
I'm starting to get a little bit more of a picture now, but you know, I don't want my head to get too big about it.
Sure.
Got to be modest.
What happened after that? We know there were a lot of injuries.
Yeah, the foot, obviously, just the same injury twice. The Jones fracture on the right foot halfway through my rookie year, and then second day of training camp the next year. But that's all in the past. It's been no issues with it since.
Were you miscast as at a guard? Are you a tackle and that's just that?
I don't know about miscast. I think everybody, if they're put in a new role, they have to embrace it. And that's what I did. I had fun doing it. But I definitely feel more natural playing tackle. That's what I've played my whole life, left tackle. So it's fun to be back there.
You know, you guys are always out there trying to do your job. You're part of the massive machine that is the offense. But is it a little bit more exciting? We'll start with you because you know them a little bit more, Hunter. But is it exciting to know that you've got amongst the most, you know, talented, athletic, skilled offenses, you know, to work? Like, it has to be nice that you're protecting something with potential as opposed to knowing that you're protecting something that you don't have a whole lot of confidence in.
A whole lot of potential.
Yeah,
we've been giving keys to a Ferrari this training camp. We've got one heck of an offense coming out here. I mean, you got to block 100% no matter who's behind you.
Yeah.
But it gets you a little more excited knowing that
something special. Yeah.
You can stretch the field whenever you want. Yeah.
What have you noticed in getting to know the running backs, the receivers, the quarterback? Were you surprised when you got here and saw this group?
Yeah, I was surprised, and I talked with all my friends. I've been there, like Devin Menal, say they're a nice group of people over there. There's nice athletes, and yeah. Just for the first practice, I saw it and was very, very impressive.
Yeah, it's a group that got its sort of reputation last year, but to build on it and take it next level, have you seen a change even from the last game last year to training camp?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, last year was a big breakout year. you know, we were, well, breakout year for everyone else. We knew who we were, but everyone picked us to be, what was it, ninth or eighth in the league. We came out at, bit of a difference, not a huge difference, just you can see that there's a lot of hunger, you know, going out the way we did in that last game last year.
We talked to John, and he, and like everybody knows what you guys are capable of now offensively, but it's about the seasoned experience, even for a guy like you. I mean, you're still adding experience, as is Jennings. I mean, is that it? Is it, you guys have now got a base of experience that you can work with?
Absolutely. You get a little longer in the teeth. You get used to working with each other. You know tendencies of people. You get to know their personalities. It's just you gel a lot better. Yeah, it's been good.
David, I want to get to your story because it's a terrific one. I can remember the combine a few years ago and talking to Wally when he came back, and he said, Matt, you should have seen this kid from the University of Montreal. 6'8", he's huge, he moves well, he's got a big personality. And I joked, I said, Wally, you going to draft him or adopt him? Well, they didn't get a chance to draft you. You were taken early, and then you got a chance to go play in the National Football League with the Carolina Panthers. Can you tell me about your football journey, whether you've surprised yourself in what you've been able to achieve early in your career?
Yeah, well, I surprised myself, but I can do it just by myself. I got a good agent, Darren Gill. I put myself to a good position, a great opportunity to go over there and play football. And when I went over there, it was just a tough deal because I have to figure it out with the no yards and everything to play American football. And but I did well, and the coach was very happy. I signed a deal over there, and that's a part of my story.
Did you feel like you did everything you could in the National Football League to give yourself the best chance to stick?
I think yes. When you go over there, it's just big time with the timing. You just go over there, and they have some good veteran on the front. Like all the coach says, everybody on the room is a starter, and we have to just work hard and everything. And I got just have my chance. Somebody got hurt, and I was move forward on the roster. And just to keep you working to have this spot.
Well, let's talk about that chance, because you started on practice roster, then you're on the active roster, and then via injury, you're in the starting lineup for a Thursday night football game. You guys were playing, who was it?
The Saints.
The Saints, New Orleans. So a divisional battle in the NFC South, and you're sitting there protecting Cam Newton on prime time. It must have been pretty cool.
Yeah, it was fun. A little bit of stressful because it's a Thursday night football, the only game of the week, and just on national TV too. And you know all this pressure, dude. But it was a lot of fun to have this opportunity to play this Thursday night football.
What was Cam Newton like?
He's very fun guy. He's a good leadership, but he's always want to get out the stress of everybody, just to make fun and say some jokes. And but he's a great leader. He's always with the offensive lineman, and I had some good experience with him.
Sure. And you also
how many times have you dabbed? I did
one time when we went to the Super Bowl. We have to dab with the picture, but never did that.
So no. you'll be tasked with developing a new gesture with the BC Lions this year. You can have your own dab.
That's right.
Before the end of the year.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, were you on the active roster that
no,
day?
No, I was on practice squad this year.
But you came that close to a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
How much do you think about it?
It was fun just to be on this process, to be like in 24 weeks like this, to see all those veterans fight for this, and to be on the part of the team just to help like the defense. I was like on the practice squad. I helped the defense to give a good look and everything, but just to go over there to bring my family, my friends, was a nice experience. I had a good chance to go over there, and was very grateful for that.
What's your goal here this year? Because like this man, you're probably naturally a left tackle. Maybe it happens there, maybe it happens at another position, but first year in the CFL, what's your goal?
Just my goal is just want to play football. I want to be part of the team. I want to be like a good part of the team. If somebody got hurt or something like this, I want to be ready to play football and just to put myself in good position.
Not a lot of football games in the last couple of years for you. We were talking to Brooks on the defense, and you know his NFL experience, you know, not too dissimilar. You must just be hungry to play football games.
Yeah, just want to play football because it was two tough years just to get up and get down on the practice squad. But now I just move forward and just want to play football. That's why I'm very excited to get on the field.
Is it good to get a rookie in, a quote-unquote rookie, that has experience? like you're not worried about this rookie, are you?
Yeah, no, we don't classify him as a rookie.
Yeah.
We're not making him pick up coffees in the morning or
no?
anything.
No. He doesn't have to participate in rookie show
He started a game in the NFL. Part, he's fine.
You guys have gone soft, man. Angus Reid was here. He would have something to say about that.
He started a game down south. He's fine. We got another rookie for all that.
Oh, I suppose.
I'm more rookie.
Yeah.
Do you have a personal goal this year? What do you want to achieve in 2017?
Goals? Well, I've got lofty goals for myself, but I'm going to keep those in my own head.
Okay.
Just
is one of them the NFL? Because you were a free agent this year, and I understand.
Well, for the future, I can't lie about that. I didn't take that route after college. I had surgery on the shoulder, so I came right up here. So that's a door that hasn't been walked through yet. So I'd like to try that eventually. But I'm focused on having a great camp, working on my technique. You know, it's been a couple of years since I've played tackle, so I got to work on my techniques and get those right and. Just focus on the goal right now is to be an all-star.
Yeah. Attaboy.
Am I wrong in looking at your group and seeing a pretty lean, athletic offensive line?
You're definitely not wrong. Yeah, all of us showed up in very good shape. There's a good group of guys who are local in Vancouver, stayed there the whole offseason. We had a really good training session the whole offseason with strength coach there, Boyko. We got a lot of good work done.
I don't see a lot of bellies out there.
No, yeah, I know myself. I lost close to 20, 25 pounds from last year. So
did you really?
I know a lot of other guys. You know, Charles slimmed down a lot. Cody slimmed down a bit. Kirby slimmed down a bit. Yeah, we're all.
So what are you
all
playing
in good
at
shape
now?
Right now? About 320.
About 320.
Yeah, depending on how much water I get in me, hydration, you know. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. 320.
Yeah.
Down to a slim 320.
An average 320. Huh?
Well, you guys have been one of the big stories of training camp here for the first few days. Keep it on up.
Thank you.
Good to see you, my friend.
Yeah,
David
Foucault.
Merci beaucoup. David Foucault.
Of course.
Hunter Stewart. Two parts of the BC Lions revamped offensive line that has been one of the big stories here. Boy, Blake, there were a number of Lions camps where you go, oh, are they going to hold up at that tackle spot? Who's going to play center? What's going on? That guard's injured. Right now, what they can line up with four Canadian starters on that offensive line, the rookie from last year, Viancourt, playing one of the guard spots, Kirby Fabian playing one of the guard spots, the wonderful story that is Cody Husband, who's turned into a starting center in this league with, you know, not a lot of lofty amateur pedigree or anything like that. And then to have a guy who started games in the NFL in reserve at the left tackle spot because they've got that secured as well as the ability to go inside and play guard. This might be the best Wally Buono offensive line in a long time since back in the days of Rob Murphy and Jason Jimenez, perennial all-stars at both tackle spots, and, of course, our buddy Angus Reid in the middle.
Like, imagine if this offense, like the other guys, the backs and the receivers and the quarterback, imagine if they had the best offensive line. Like, with time? What would this offense do with time?
Look, they should put up a boatload of points this year.
Yeah.
There should be very few games that the BC Lions lose because they don't score enough. Now, early going of the season with, you know, some changes in the secondary, Clark at safety, a Canadian playing field corner, no Ryan Phillips to get everybody lined up. Who's going to be your rush end after Alex Bazzi, who just got cut, incidentally, yesterday in the NFL, but likely no Alex Bazzi to get started. And who's playing Will linebacker for Biggie? They may struggle on defense early in the year, but they should score some points. they should score a lot of points.
If you're winning games.
You haven't mentioned Chris Rainey, who is like quick six capacity as both a returner, receiver, and runner. So it should be entertaining at BC Place this year.
If you're winning games 40-31, I think fans will be just fine with that.
Yeah. And frankly, even if you're losing 41-38, they're probably entertained as well.
Yep, if those are your losses.
Yeah, yep. Ray Ferraro is next. We're going to ask him about video review. We'll ask him about the Canucks now with an additional pick, 55th overall, the Columbus pick for John Tortorella, which has been relayed to them, as well as the Stanley Cup Final, Game 2. All of it to come. Sakaris Price, middays, TSN 1040.
This is Sakaris and Price.
Across midfield, across the opposing 50, 40, 30. Rainey is going. It attests it.
You're on TSN 1040 Vancouver.
Oh, blame it on the Rainey, baby.
Where Vancouver's sports conversation lives.
John Abbott with Peter Krzyzewski from Everything Financial. Peter, what exactly is your Omni formula?
John, our Omni formula is a process that allows our clients to achieve a work-optional lifestyle.
Work optional? That sounds good. How do you achieve that?
Our formula really allows you to reach your financial goals. Once we show you that you can retire, only work because you want to work, not because you have to work.
For more information, talk to Everything Financial with offices in Surrey and Victoria, online at everythingfinancial.com.
Here's Dr. Rosenblatt from Advanced Concussion Clinic with another concussion fact.
While the implementation of face shields in hockey has prevented many injuries, it has also encouraged athletes to take greater risks with their heads in checking and colliding with other players. Advanced Concussion Clinic reminds you that no equipment or technology can completely prevent concussions.
If you or someone you know is dealing with a concussion, see Advanced Concussion Clinic today at their new expanded location, 1367 West Broadway, or online at advancedconcussion.com.
Get connected to TSN 1040.
I gotta get my composure back here, Blake, because we're about to go on Facebook Live.
Check us on Facebook.
As Eddie can attest, there was standing, there was ranting, there was raving, there was plenty of arm movement in that most recent.
We're at TSN Radio Vancouver, the home of Vancouver's sports conversation on social. At Park Royal, it's okay to shop like a man. Tesla, RYU, Oak and Ford, Sport Check, Lululemon, and Best Buy. Park Royal is your jungle. And you, my friend, are the king. BC's only Simon's store is here with an entire floor just for you. At the Keg, Milestones, Chipotle, and the Village Tap House, hunters and gatherers replenish with food, drink, and tales of adventure. Minutes from downtown, plenty of free parking. Park Royal, redefine the way you shop, you magnificent beast.
How Bell makes having fun better.
Hey, what are you playing? Titans of Tyranny? I'm up to level 17.
At the bus stop. You're not worried about running out of data.
Do I look worried?
No.
Do I sound worried?
No.
That's because I'm not worried.
Oh.
Now for a limited time, get an additional 2 gigabytes of data with select 2-year plans, plus amazing phones at amazing prices, all on Canada's best national network. Bell, having fun just got better. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca for details.
With the iHeartRadio app, you never have to miss a minute of the drama.
Here they come, and it's Gensel with a shot. He scores!
Up-to-the-minute analysis and opinions from the best insiders in the biz.
30 teams are going to be interested in Chris Tanev. He's got a great contract.
Listen to TSN 1040 on the go anytime, anywhere, and it's always free. Brought to you by Rick Bowall and Associates, McDonald Realty Westmar.
Get your home sold guaranteed. Go to rickgetsyoumore.com.
Vote on today's Subway Fresh Take poll question now at tsn1040.ca.
It's a good time to be a sandwich lover because paninis have arrived at Subway.
Want to see your kid make giant improvements in their hockey skills? Then go to tsn1040.ca and enter to win a spot in the Vancouver Giants Hockey School. August 14th to 18th at the Ladner Leisure Center. Vancouver Giants players and coaches, including head coach Jason McKee, will give young skaters between the ages of 5 and 12 valuable tips on how to improve their game. For more on the Vancouver Giants Hockey School, visit vancouvergiants.com or enter to win a spot now at tsn1040.ca.
This Friday, join us for Cabela's Midnight Madness. We'll announce new deals every hour from 7 p.m. until midnight. Some of the amazing deals include $150 off Cabela's 12-tray Pro Series Dehydrator, $160 off an Intex Mariner 3 boat set, and save 50% on a Cabela's soft-sided 30-can cooler. Plus, you'll have a chance to win your total purchase up to $500. Go to Cabela's.ca and preview the hourly deals.
Ah, the sounds of spring. It's the perfect time of year to aspire to an Acura. For a limited time, lease the 2017 RDX compact luxury SUV, featuring all-wheel drive with intelligent control system from 0.9%. Plus, get a $2,000 lease credit or up to a $3,500 cash rebate on select models. Visit your Acura retailer for details. Acura, precision crafted performance.
A message from Canadian Blood Services. Here in your community and all across the country, there's an immediate need for donations, and you can do something about it. You're busy, but are you really too busy to roll up your sleeve and donate blood for someone whose life depends on it? Give life. Book an appointment now at blood.ca. Canadian Blood Services. It's in you to give.
There are 3,000 appointments to be filled every week before Canada Day. Book now at blood.ca.
TSN 1040 and 1410 are now on HD FM radio.
If your car has HD radio, tune to 103.5 QMFM, and you'll see them listed as secondary HD channels.
Tune in and enjoy all TSN radio programming.
Static free.
Anywhere in Metro Vancouver.
Hey, it's Donnie for Hometown Heroes Lottery. If you love travel, you'll love tomorrow's travel bonus. Don't miss out on your chance to win this early prize, a spectacular European river cruise, or choose two $12,000 luxury vacations, or take $23,000 cash. Plus, you're in to win one of six grand prize options. And remember to buy 50-50 tickets. And new this year, Daily Cash Plus. Call 604-648-4376 or visit heroeslottery.com. Must be 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
Back at the Den, Thompson Rivers University, BC Lions training camp, a presentation of TourismKamloops.com. It's our mobile Hastings Racecourse studio today. Catch live racing this weekend starting at 1:50. Admission always free. More info at HastingsRacecourse.com. Stanley Cup Final, Game 2 tonight, 5 p.m. up the dial, TSN 1410. And someone who's calling it on the radio side as well as covering it for TSN Sports Center, a presentation of Great Clips, our Wednesday NHL insider, Mr. Ray Ferraro. Hello, Ray.
How's Kamloops, boys?
Very, very hot. Good. Very, very good. Yeah, yeah, hot. And
That's good news.
Are you coming up
great
this
spot.
Way?
Oh, I'm going to be in Vernon is about as far as I'll get to this this summer. But summer goes fast, unfortunately. We don't... We don't wrap up till after July 1, and then, you know, it seems to be September quicker and quicker each year.
Well, and there's going to be so much need to talk to guys like you even after the Cup Final, right, with the expansion draft and all that stuff. So, lots of fun.
There's already some news popping out about, you know, some of the moves that might happen, and whether they're exactly accurate or not, I think it gives a little bit of a scope of how different and potentially wild this summer will be. That, you know, you're going to take a player, but that means you get another player if you take another draft pick. You know, like it's going to be pretty interesting to follow.
Okay, let's get started just on this because I saw you quoted in Steve Simmons' column today. I know how strongly you feel about it. The disallowed goal in Game 1, which David Poile can't get over, has watched the replay 50 times, had a sleepless night, and still doesn't know how it wasn't a goal. And the whole notion of video review of the offsides. Blake and I were talking earlier in the show, Ray, and especially given the commissioner says it's working exactly as how we intended it to work. No, but here, that's such a folly because, Ray, if that goal's allowed, how much hue and cry is there? You review it, it's disallowed. My sense is you have more hue and cry about the fact it was disallowed than had it been allowed because of just how, you know, millimeter the blade is off the ice.
I don't think anybody noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you notice? Did you have any inclination that it might be offside?
No. I mean, there's some plays that just look odd, you know, going over the line. And, you know, as I'm broadcasting the game, I'll click into my head, oh, you know, they might review that if they score. And, you know, most of the time they don't score anyway, so it doesn't matter. But, you know, it the puck sometimes goes in the net and you have in your head, oh, yeah, on the entry that looked a little goofy, they'll probably review it. In game one, when the puck entered the zone, it actually got back into Pittsburgh's hands so they could turn it over again. So by then, you've completely forgotten the entry, which, by the way, nobody on the Pittsburgh bench reacted to. Nobody threw their hands up in the air, you know, immediately. But the video coach, whose job it is to keep track of that stuff, he's marked every entry, and he's looking at every entry. The fact that it took them 4 minutes to determine that his foot was a millimeter off the ice tells me that that really didn't have any bearing on the play anyway. No matter what the commissioner says, this rule is now seeping into parts of the game that they never thought it was going to be intended for. Yeah. And I use this example quite frequently because I think it's, you know, in their defense of, oh, we just want to get it right, this is where I think it becomes an absolute joke. My team has a 3-on-2. They blow the play dead for offside because somebody's over the blue line and the linesman calls it offside. We look at it on review and we say, oh, wait a minute, that wasn't offside. Well, you can't get the scoring chance back. Yeah. So if you're trying to get it right, it has to be a black and white right. And so what they're getting is they're getting some of the plays more right some of the time. What kind of rule is that?
Yeah.
So what do we do going forward? Because if you could correct me if I'm wrong here, I'm pretty sure the straw that broke the camel's back that got this implemented, wasn't it a Matt Duchene
miles offside against Nashville on a holiday Monday, and they let it stand.
So are we
good. Review that.
Yeah. So right? how do we slice it so thinly that, you know, we all want that Forsberg not to be a call, but we all want to make sure that Duchene goal doesn't happen again.
Okay, so we have the Duchene example, and the next example we use is, oh, gee, I don't know, there isn't one.
Yeah.
So it's in my opinion, it was a classic example of what an overreaction might look like.
Yeah.
The offside rule used to be the most easily understood rule in the game of hockey. Puck over the blue line first, 1 foot has to be on the neutral zone side of center. That was it. Well, now you can go in backwards if you control the puck, but who's determining or who has a clear indication of what control of the puck is? Does that mean it's got to be on your stick? Or what if it's halfway between stick handles? My goodness, it's become way too complicated. In my opinion, you look at where you are now, and again, despite the commissioner's insistence that this thing is working perfectly, it's quite clear it's not.
Yeah.
So how about this? As soon as the puck touches the blue line, you're now in the zone. If your foot, either on the ice or in the air, is on the neutral zone side of center, that constitutes your onside. You've simplified this that my 7-year-old would understand. And so now you take away all this gray area, which is, like any rule, that's where things bog down. Because, look, guys, game one of the playoffs, it's supposed to be our showcase for the sport. So what is anybody talking about? The offside disallowed goal. Like, it's crazy. They should be talking about a historic thing happened, 37 minutes without a shot. That Pekka Rinne, who came in stopping 94% of the shots he faced, gave up four goals on 11 shots. Nobody even talked about the game.
I think we're trying to find ways to get the Preds a win because they deserve to win. And maybe they would have got one if that goal had counted.
They came out of the gate and they looked outstanding. And they score, and then it's disallowed. Then they take the penalty, the shift where they take two penalties. The first one's a dive. The second one is a cross-check that happens 132 times a game. And they call it as the second penalty. Now Nashville's down two. A minute later, or a minute and a half later, they give up two goals in a minute. Now it's 2-0. I mean, it was the weirdest bad hockey. If that was a February game, you would have turned it off. Bob McKenzie said on SportsCenter, if that game was in his backyard, he would have closed the curtains.
But as Blake said, it was a terrible game, but a good TV show because of all the insanity.
I wanted to watch it and then see when that next shot was going to happen. I wanted to see if it...
It was like a car wreck.
I cheer for no shots at that point. You know, you guys, you know how much I love offense. I was cheering for no shots because it was a really cool kind of thing to think that if me, Blake, or Matt were standing in goal right after the Bonino, you know, own goal, if they would have put one of us three in until Gensel scored, the game wouldn't have changed.
No, that's right. That's right.
For a long period of time. Not for 90 seconds, for a very long time.
Just think of that. For 90 minutes, one of us three bananas could have stood in there, and nothing would have changed.
Well, I suggested, too, that Rene could have been padless. Like, we always worry about the protection of the goalie. He could have worn no pads, and again, nothing would have changed.
I'm almost certain that's not going to happen tonight.
No.
I think Pittsburgh will be much better. If I'm Nashville, my only concern is that I let an opportunity get away, that they can't expect that Pittsburgh's going to play that way again. And really, for well over two periods, Nashville played a fantastic game, and they got nothing for it.
But answer me this. How does that Pittsburgh team go into the second period intermission? A Stanley Cup caliber team, Ray. We've talked about this before. I don't know if it was with you, but how does a team, with all that experience and that spectacular level of offense, how do you go into that intermission, talk about stuff, and come out and do it for another 17 more minutes?
Well, this is what I mean, the three goals were almost like a lightning bolt, you know, like they're a rarity, and it happened. You know, they give up the two goals in a minute, and I don't know, what is it, 10 or 15 seconds, and then the Bonino goal. But for most of the period, Nashville kind of had control of the way the game was going. Now, Pittsburgh's defense, they're just, with all due respect, they're like six guys, right? There's no stars. They're just like six guys.
Yeah.
And they do their job in a very limited way. The problem becomes for Pittsburgh's D is that Nashville's extremely fast. So Pittsburgh doesn't hold the blue line very well because those D aren't able to do it. When they chip the puck by them, they don't make a good first pass very often. Really, the only two that do are Schultz and Trevor Daly. And so when that wasn't happening for them, it doesn't matter that you've got Kessel or Malkin or Crosby or whoever else up front. They never get the puck. So then they resorted to that high flip out towards center ice and get into a foot race. Well, the problem is Nashville's defense is extremely mobile, so they weren't winning the foot races. And then pretty soon, you go 37 minutes without a shot. So to me, the key is Pittsburgh's D's got to find a way to stay up on the blue line and get the puck out of Nashville's hands a little quicker. So when they go back for the puck, they can make a pass so that Pittsburgh's forwards can have the puck. That's where the offense starts.
I want to ask you about, you alluded to this Vegas business that has gotten started here, at least Frank Saravelli of TSN reporting that Vegas is going to acquire Trevor Van Riemsdyk from Chicago as their expansion draft player, but there is also a deal in place for Vegas to acquire centerman Marcus Kruger as part of the month-long expansion proceedings, I guess. Chicago, $4 million over the cap for next year. This gets them a little bit more compliant, but our belief is something's going to have to go back Chicago's way here, right, Ray? They're not just giving them Kruger on top of Van Riemsdyk for no asset coming back, or is it such a cap hell for Chicago that it's just walking away from these two players to get compliant? Do you have any information on that? Do you know anything?
Well, it's not information that I could say this is what's going to happen, but in my opinion, this is what is going to happen, is that the return going back to Chicago will be a low-end draft pick.
Ah.
That's all they're going to get.
Yeah, wow.
There has to be a trade. You can't just give a player away. There's got to be a trade. And it'll be a future consideration. It'll be a sixth or seventh round pick. You know, we'll get Van Riemsdyk in the draft. And then, but part of the deal is, look, we also need to give you Kruger. We'll expose Van Riemsdyk because you guys want him. So you get Van Riemsdyk, but you get Kruger, and we'll take whatever we can figure out, a late pick. And so what happens for Chicago is, in those two players, there's $4 million. And so, you know, Chicago's scraping and scratching, to get to the cap. I think there's a chance that Chicago's no more than a bubble team in the next year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really something.
I guess I'm just a little confused as to why Chicago would go down this route at this point. Like, could they not pedal Kruger elsewhere for a better draft pick and get the Caps? Like, there are teams, Arizona, Carolina.
He's got a modified no-trade. He's got a modified no-trade.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah.
Here's the other point. The other part to this, Matt, would be that they want Van Riemsdyk. And so maybe Chicago wasn't going to expose Van Riemsdyk. And the deal becomes, we'll expose him, but you got to take Kruger too.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be all kinds of these things that are going to happen that where it'll be obvious to most that Vegas should pick player X, but they pick player Y because there's a secondary part to the deal.
Yeah. No, I just there are teams out there whereby Kruger would be a protectable forward for them. So I just don't understand why Chicago wouldn't make that trade.
What do you think of Kruger? What do you think of Kruger, right?
I think he's better than a fourth line guy, but I'm not sure he's a third line guy. I don't think there's much offense there. At $3.5 million with the cap not really going anywhere, there might not be many teams, guys, that can absorb that cap hit. Like, say yes, he would be a protectable asset. They might not have any cap space, those teams. Like this, the cap flattening as it has the last couple of years is dreadful for trades and such in the NHL.
Yeah. Okay, sir, we're out of time. We thank you for yours. You have a good call tonight, game two. We'll catch up next Wednesday.
Sunscreen, boys, sunscreen.
Thank you, Ray.
Ferraro brought to you by Great Clips, introducing Clip Notes, notes that tell them exactly what you like. Don't just get a cut, get your hair cut. Great Clips, it's going to be great. I suppose I had a higher lingering opinion of Kruger. He's $3 million, not $3.5 million, incidentally.
But it's 17 points last year, so
a primary penalty killer for them, isn't he?
Yeah, but that's a pretty low point.
No, and $3 million for that's probably a little, that's hefty.
And I just looked at the Chicago cap hits, by the way. There's no poison pills on their team outside of Kruger. Like, if you're looking for, is there another guy making $4.5 million you could have gotten rid of that would have been a better poison pill?
Yeah.
The only guys that are making big money are the stars on the team.
No, I know.
Because they're making so much money. Maybe Chalmerson is maybe the only other guy that
isn't a good player. No?
But he's a good player. So, there's nobody else.
On the other side, hashtags the best and worst of Twitter. Sakaris Price, middays, TSN 1040.
You're listening to Sakaris and Price.
Left point circle, Berchew shot, left hand stop, rebound, Sutter score! Daniel Sashot, he scores!
This is TSN 1040.
The voice of Canucks Nation.
Everything about tough has changed again. You don't rest on your laurels, and neither do we. That's why F-150 pushes as hard as you do. Plus, with a military-grade aluminum body, rust is a thing of the past. Lease the 2017 5-liter XLT Supercrew 4x4 for $199 every 2 weeks at 0.49% APR with $37.25 down for 36 months. Tough, smart, capable, undisputed. Visit findyourford.ca for details.
Enjoyed over the air at 1040 a.m. and 103.5 FM HD2.
Streaming worldwide at tsn1040.ca.
And on tablets and mobile phones via the TSN Go app.
This is Vancouver's sports radio.
TSN 1040.
24 contestants. 4 team challenges. 3 mystery boxes. 142 dishes. It all comes down to this.
Are you ready?
Tomorrow on CTV, it's Trevor versus Taya in the season's biggest culinary showdown.
Canada's new MasterChef is...
The season finale of MasterChef Canada, tomorrow at 9 on CTV. Followed by the can't-miss Amazing Race season finale.
Hey, John Shorthouse here. Though the burden of mounting debt can seem impossible to escape, it's important to remember you can take steps to regain financial stability. Here to explain how is Blair Manton, trustee at Sands & Associates.
Well, John, the first step to securing a positive financial future is fairly simple. Realize that by making only the minimum payment, you're essentially treading water.
I'd always assumed that, but you're here to tell me it's the honest truth.
Absolutely. Minimum payments offer short-term flexibility, but the bad far outweighs the good.
How so?
Well, after fees and interest, you're only paying down a fraction of the principal, and it can take years to clear even a relatively small debt.
So just to be blunt, the longer it takes to pay off the balance,
the more interest you are paying.
So stop treading water and start living life debt-free.
Explore your debt relief solutions with us. We're Sands & Associates licensed insolvency trustees, and we can cut your debt by up to 80%.
For a free consultation, click sands-trustee.com or call 310-0911.
The newest New Balance store is finally here. The Richmond store has opened its doors. Drop in today and check out the great-looking new digs, along with the new spring collection of New Balance shoes and apparel. The expert staff is ready to get you set up with the shoes to provide your feet maximum comfort and deliver optimal performance. Plus, the spring apparel looks great and provides the perfect harmony between fit, function, and fashion. Check out the new New Balance store in Richmond at Alderbridge and Garden City.
Summertime is patio time, and the biggest, bestest, most exciting patio in the city is at the Nat, the Hey Y'all Porch.
Aya deep to left is at the first one in the porch. Hey Y'all!
All the excitement of Canadians baseball with exclusive covered seats, a private bar, and all-you-can-eat barbecue. Plus, it's the only patio in Vancouver where you can catch a home run. Book your Hey Y'all Porch group experience today. Call 604-872-5232 or go to CanadiansBaseball.com.
Attention all passengers. Now boarding a direct flight to more forgiving insurance with Bel Air Direct. Bel Air Direct's accident forgiveness and home claim forgiveness stop your premiums from rising due to your first two at-fault car accidents or your first home insurance claim. Plus, British Columbians could save up to $250 by switching their optional car and their home insurance to Bel Air Direct. Don't miss this boarding call for more forgiving insurance.
For more details or a quote, call us or visit belairdirect.com. Conditions apply.
Right now is a great time to get the Samsung Galaxy S8 on Bell, Canada's best national network. With features like the Infinity Display, Iris Scanner, and its incredible camera, the Galaxy S8 is a masterpiece in technology. Get it on a network it deserves, the Bell Network. Get the Galaxy S8 for an amazing price when you trade in an eligible smartphone. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/network for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
Ray Ferraro here with Stuart Zuckerman from Zuckerman Law Group. Stuart, if somebody finds themselves in the spot where their relationship or marriage is breaking down, what should they do?
It's never an easy time. There can be a lot of anger, disappointment, and frustration. But it's extremely important to take some time to learn your rights. Decisions you make will have a lasting impact on your personal and financial future.
And Zuckerman Law Group can help people learn about their rights.
Family law is what we do. We'll listen to you, and once we know your situation, we'll give you the best possible legal advice as to how to reach the best resolution. We'll also fully explain your legal rights, responsibilities, and options. We'll let you know what every action costs and the likelihood of success. We want to help you keep your money with you and your family instead of losing it to costly lawsuits.
So what's the first step?
Call today to make an appointment to meet one of our six family lawyers in our Yaletown or Surrey offices. Find us online at zuckermanlaw.ca.
That's Zuckerman without the C. Zuckerman law.ca.
Enjoyed over the air at 1040 AM and 103.5 FM HD2. Streaming worldwide at tsn1040.ca and on tablets and mobile phones via the TSN Go app. This is Vancouver's sports radio. TSN 1040.
This is What's on Tap, brought to you by Granville Island Brewing.
Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final between the Penguins and Predators is tonight on TSN 1410. Puck drop from Pittsburgh is at 5 o'clock. Following that game, TSN 1410 will join the Mariners and Rockies in progress at 8. The Blue Jays are on TSN 1410 Friday afternoon as they host the Yankees. First pitch from the Rogers Centre is at 4 o'clock. Game 1 of the NBA Finals between the Warriors and Cavaliers is tomorrow night. Pre-game at 5, tip-off at 6 on TSN 1410. The Vancouver Whitecaps host Atlanta Saturday afternoon on TSN 1040. Pre-match at 1:30, kickoff at 2:30. The BC Lions are back for another season on TSN Radio. First up, it's a preseason tilt with the Stampeders. Pre-game at 5, kickoff at 7 on TSN 1040. I'm Karen Zerman, and that's What's on Tap.
What's on Tap is brought to you by Granville Island Brewing.
So long, winter. Hello, summer. Introducing Lion's Summer Ale. Tropical fruit notes and a slightly tart finish combined for a refreshing taste of summer. Available now.
It's good to be here.
Oh yeah!
we were just reliving a few years ago. Remember John Beck, the quarterback from BYU?
Yes, yeah.
Had an extensive NFL career, came up to the Lions here, was 30 years old or so, was a father of several children, and he's got a new rookie show, and he stands up and does Teach Me How to Dougie, and just...
took down the house.
Oh, yep. Try as they might here when they have their rookie show, they're not going to beat that. Time for hashtags, the best and worst of Twitter, brought to you by LeaseBusters.com. They know sometimes circumstances change. We need to get out of that vehicle lease. LeaseBusters can help you do it without losing your shirt. Start by going to LeaseBusters.com.
I'm going off the board here. Away from sports. At CNN, Google Trends just released the most misspelled word for every state in the U.S. And Wisconsin, are you okay? Because Wisconsin's most misspelled word, Wisconsin.
No.
They can't spell themselves. But looking around the country,
I don't even want to know what Mississippi and Arkansas was.
We draw conclusions about the South and that sort of thing. Only two states had their most misspelled word was 20 plus letters, which I think becomes more excusable, right?
Oh, of course.
So only two states did that. One of them
20 plus letters?
Yes, and both of them were supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, that's not a real word.
But that was the most misspelled. Texas had a long one, maintenance. Texas was maintenance.
What was Washington's?
Pneumonia, which is popular.
Pneumonia
and beautiful were very popular.
Okay.
But there's some that had the short words. I think that's Arkansas, isn't it? Nanny?
No, that's Mississippi.
Yeah. Gray? Maybe.
South Carolina can't spell gray?
They going G-R-E-Y maybe?
I guess.
They be spelling that way?
I don't know. At @Marco_Bombino, he covers European hockey. Timothy Liljegren.
Liljegren. Yeah.
No J. Could be leaving Rögle after the draft, either for the AHL or WHL. Story in the Express and Swedish newspaper that a defenseman who at one point was viewed as a consensus top three pick now might be the third best defenseman, according to some, may leave his Swedish Hockey League team to try his hand at either Major Junior or the American Hockey League. Does that make him a little bit more attractive to NHL clubs, Blake, knowing that you're going to see him over here on the North American ice surface?
I'm sure they wish that he would have done it last year.
Yeah.
Right? Because what if he comes over and he's annihilated by either of those competitions? I think it's good for his development. I mean, it's good. I think it's probably good for that team knowing, okay, he's not against learning the North American ice surface for a year before we use him. So I think that's good. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, well, the AHL thing is really interesting, too, because that means they could call him up.
Yeah.
If he happens to take to it.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're right. I'm out.
Me too. Short hashtags today. That's hashtags for today. We will spend our time with the Kamloops kid, the pride, the gold statue on the outskirts.
The mayor. He just says hi to everybody in the streets.
Exactly. Yeah. We're playing golf across the street. Somebody honks at him. Oh, that's just my brother. Just happened to be driving by. Very Kamloops moment. With Scott Rintoul, play-by-play voice of the BC Lions on the other side. 1:30 memo, two folks, get your memos in. Sakaris, Price, Middays, TSN 1040.
This TSN 1040 podcast is powered by Metro Ford. It's hard to beat a Metro Ford deal. In Fort Coquitlam and online at metromotors.com.